yeah. Shoot on my shot, boy, I'm long range. Me and the team on the same thing. Stayed down, never switched up. Only thing changed was the game. I'm in the zone now.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Clydesdale Media Roundtable. Back with you for another week. Things got so bad this week with the Amy Charlie fight that Amy is leaving town to get as far away from Charlie as possible.
She can't handle it.
So yeah. We're going to address it here on the air. Thumbnail shows it all. This is Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, part two.
I just want to know, like, if we, the only way that we might be able to resolve this is if Charlie goes and gets a face tattoo.
Well, you can forget about that.
Well, then I guess we're going to fight for life.
Corey wants to know, is Amy in a limo?
I am a passenger princess right now. But that's only because, see, we have a little dog with us that has to, he needs supervision in the back.
Is that your determination or?
It was a mutual decision.
He told you, I need you back here with me.
Yeah.
And apparently ACR has become Australian.
I'm here for it.
Good day, mate.
You can come with us when we go to Australia.
Let me tell you how this fight started. Are you ready for it?
Judy Reed says, passenger princess. Only it way is. To travel.
It's true. See, what had happened was Charlie and I go back and forth about deciding whether or not we're going to hold each other accountable for these goals that we want to have happen. And we are constantly saying, hey, Monday, let's get it together. And, he just went on a trip for spring break, and I'm on my way to a little trip for spring break. And so we were both kind of talking about, you know, when you're on vacation, your nutrition, blah, 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 blah. And he was like, I'm really serious this time. And I said, I know, I gotta get really serious. And then he says, why don't you start running again? And I was like, I don't really want to run like I used to, because I just think, you know, for my knees, you know, we're talking marathon training and that kind of thing. And he just went blah, 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 like this. And then said, well, that's why you look like the way you do. And I said, I'm sorry, did you just call me fat? And he said, you heard that right.
That's not exactly how I remember it, but
okay. Well, I would like for you to
pretty much get to the point.
It gets to the point. He called me fat. I verified if he called me fat, and he did indeed call me fat. And so I said, are you for real? Like, we're really in a fight now. And I said, I'll tell you what, though. That's fine. I might be fat, but yeah. I'm fit. And you're just fat, Charlie.
I am Hollywood Rock now. I'm the heel of this group.
So let's hear your version of how our fight started.
No, that's pretty good. It gets the point across.
And then today,
I have a question, though. Charlie, okay. did the word fat ever come out of your mouth?
No.
No, but when I said, are you calling me fat? He said, you heard that right. That's the same as calling me fat.
I think I said you heard what you heard, but.
No, you said you heard that right. You for sure said you heard that right, just like that.
Maybe I would have said that's right. Either way, I didn't say that word. You said that word.
Okay, but also today he came in and you said something else about it. And then I pulled in other people and I said, hey, did you guys hear that?
Did I say mass moves mass?
He just said that again.
Because you had a
Yeah, he big, also told me mass moves mass.
You did have a heavy squat today.
Just did do a heavy squat today. So
listen, it's okay to be a power lifter. It's so okay to do CrossFit.
You know what?
There's a gym we can go to that specializes in powerlifting.
No, I'm going to still be fit, Charlie, because I do CrossFit because I am fit.
fitting that pizza this evening.
Oh, you know what?
Judy, you're exactly right. This is why it, that's why it makes things confusing. Huh? It's like a married quadruple.
You know,
it's more like brothers and sisters who just want to irritate each other.
Yeah, we do. We for sure irritate each other. And then what was great is, so I was coaching this morning, and Charlie was signed up for class, and it's, you know, class starts at 6:15. It's like 6:22. No Charlie, of course. So I just sent him a text and I said, "Where you at, loser?"
Then I strutted in like,
but he was late.
Strutted in like Conor McGregor on the new Roadhouse.
Bare ass cheeks and all.
All of it. Judy, how dare you?
We should just, what?
Sporty Beth taught us that we can be both fat and fit.
Oh.
Well, what matters is I'm more fit than Charlie, and we can just reflect to the leaderboard for proof of that.
Listen, Eddie Hall's more fit than me too, but you know. Here we are.
I mean, Eddie Hall can lift more weight than you.
Probably says, don't talk shit on pizza. Pizza is magical.
Hey, I would never. Pizza's the greatest.
And here's the thing I will say about Charlie. I didn't say he was lying when he said that, because he's not wrong. But I am not as lean as I used to be. But, you know, so this is just motivating me even more to kick his ass.
So now she's going to go on a 70-mile hike to get back in shape.
Yep. Get back in shape. Remember, I'm the one already in shape.
We can't. We got to get it all back at once. Which SARMs did you take for this trip?
Oh, none.
Wow, come on.
So let me ask you this.
Okay.
So we're going to just talk in Amy nutrition right now. Are we? Is the problem food or wine?
Listen. The nutrition that I eat is quality.
Of course, the reception goes away as we're talking about the wine it consumes me.
Oh, no. Here we go.
We've lost her totally.
Oh, no.
So we know now it's a bottle a night.
I think that was a third round knockout right there. That's what it seemed like.
You're kind of back. We'll give you one more shot.
No, get her out of here. Get her out of here.
Got anything, Amy?
Nothing.
So, and then for you, Charlie, have you eaten a vegetable in the last 3 months?
One. Is a tomato a vegetable?
We'll give you tomato.
Pizza sauce is made out of tomatoes. So technically, yes. Fruit. What? Listen. Now we're getting out of hand. Fruit.
It has a
fruit. So went on to another matter. Charlie, did you like the new Roadhouse? He's judging you solely on that fact.
And then I'm going to judge Scott on that fact.
No. I mean, I didn't hate it, but I knew going in, I didn't have high expectations. It's all about your perception going in.
I am a huge Roadhouse fan, and I like Patrick Swayze and Sam Elliott, and Scott loves to tease me that he thinks that that's not cool. He doesn't think Patrick Swayze is cool. And so he likes to tease me about him all the time. So he's basically, I said, why didn't we talk about that there's a new Roadhouse and that Jake Gyllenhaal's in it? And terrible. And then Scott goes on to say, I just watched the third Willy Wonka movie. Like, that's not lame. And he pulled the card for nostalgia.
Yes, yes. I actually thought it was very good. The story was really well written, and Wonka was good. According to everybody on the internets, I would have wasted my time watching the new Roadhouse, so I watched Wonka. There it is.
Okay.
It's not great, but if you want to see Gyllenhaal jacked up.
I mean, I know who I'd rather see jacked up. That.
Patrick Swayze. Timothy Chalamet.
And Hugh Grant isn't Hugh Grant in it? The little Oompa Loompa?
Hugh Grant is the Oompa Loompa, and he is amazing.
Okay.
So, Judy, which movie did you try to watch last night? Wonka or Roadhouse?
I believe you that Wonka is a good movie. I'm just saying you like to give me a hard time for it.
Roadhouse.
Tom
Hardy. That's a good point.
Judy said it was Wonka. Yeah.
Oh.
To each his own.
Okay, Judy.
Wow. Okay. I like people getting beat up.
Yeah. I was not, I know this is probably just as, now I'll be fighting everybody. I wasn't a big fan of the first Roadhouse.
Sam Elliott and Dalton are badasses.
You're more of a over the top kind of guy.
True. Very true. But I love Sam Elliott. I love Sam Elliott. Maybe it's the fact that they kill him off like halfway through.
Are you a Tombstone fan?
Spoiler alert.
Love Tombstone. Just watched it like 2 weeks ago.
Listen, Tombstone's one of the greatest movies ever.
Yeah.
Val Kilmer's fantastic.
Yeah.
I agree.
Sam Elliott's great in that one.
I know.
Also gets killed.
You know what else he's great in? A Star is Born.
Does he? Is there a movie he lives in? Is the real question.
A Star is Born.
He lives. Not a fan of that one either.
Nope.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you.
It's so damn depressing.
What?
He
dies in every single movie.
He doesn't die in that one.
Doesn't he die at the end?
No, not him. Bradley Cooper does.
The dinosaur movie, he doesn't die. That's good.
Spoiler alert, we've already been saying that.
The problem is they made I don't even know how to pronounce it anymore. I've heard it so many ways.
Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal is a bad guy, too. He's an a-hole who is just angry. He's not a hero like Swayze.
Oh, did you see? Right, read that last line again, Swiper.
You can.
He's not a hero like Swayze.
Yeah, because nobody puts baby in a corner.
Hold on. We're talking about Swayze. What kind of guy is he? Gets a girl pregnant and then he just. See you later.
That was not his character, that was another character. And Dirty Dancing. He doesn't get her pregnant. Mm. You're thinking of the other dancer.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I know this movie inside out. Yep.
Mm.
Is there any CrossFit news going on?
There really isn't.
Charlie and Amy. Okay.
The only thing going on in the CrossFit world is drama.
We love it.
All the drama.
Is this Daniel Brandon documentary out
tomorrow?
Okay. supposed to show the softer side of?
I don't know. I don't know what it's supposed to do. I haven't. The previews are really just like who's interviewed for it.
It's really weird.
And like one story about when she was a kid and how she did whatever she could not to get home. Like, and that sports were her like safe place.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I'm intrigued. I'm super intrigued.
Oh, shit. I don't know how to take that, Corey, but I don't know if that's.
Did you guys see Wad Zombie's What Table Would You Sit At?
Yes, and I voted.
Yeah.
Me too.
And I said the one with Rich Froning and Jason Hopper. I forget who.
Dallin.
Yeah. Who did you want to sit at?
I said D, which was the Colton, Emily, Danielle.
Emily who?
Rolf. I mean, I would hang out with Emily and Colton any day.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with that, but go back and tell me the gossip. What's the gossip? The drama.
Well, I don't want to get all into it because people's business is people's business, but
okay. There's
definitely a media feud between the Brian Friend camp the Hiller Savon camp.
Okay, yes. I'm fully aware of that. Okay, got it.
And it continued through the weekend. So, going to be interesting to see what happens.
Okay.
Can we note that Wad Zombie said he liked the D? Can make sure we make that clear.
Charlie read this as Wad Zombie likes the D.
Yikes.
Hey, it's a good table.
I like a good
easy. You have a dog present.
I do.
Yeah. So speaking of Nick and Wad Zombie, one thing that I want to announce, we're still sorting out the details, but we're going to do a new show together.
Oh, yeah? And?
Yeah, Sunday nights. Haven't really decided on a time yet. We're talking later today.
What are you going to talk about?
A little collaboration.
Oh, boy.
Is that Hulk?
That is a zombie, dude.
Zombie Hulk?
Zombie on the Clydesdale.
It reminds me of a character that could be on He-Man.
He-Man is also a quality show.
That's why I brought it up.
So what the show is going to be is it's going to be like a cross between Weekend Update and Talk Soup, where it's just going to be clips of stuff promoting other podcasts, funny things we see on Instagram. That kind of stuff. So super quick hitting, fast clips from different things. Pop culture too, sure.
I like pop culture.
So just, yeah. So we're trying to decide kind of format and different things like, will it be pre-recorded? Maybe with an after show? Will it be live where we get the engagement? Haven't like still working out some details, but trying to do something more fun and funny. Like that. So this is a good example. Tosh.0 of the CrossFit space.
Hmm.
So the man is ingenious. If you've not seen his novella of the drama of Brian Friend and Hiller, where he superimposed the faces of Brian and Hiller on different characters in a novella, and then Sevan was peeking through the window like the gardener. Like, hilarious. One of the funniest things I've seen on the internet. So, yeah. Give Wontani a little YouTube presence.
This Sunday?
Yeah, we're going to start this Sunday.
All right.
Who knows? It may only be a 10-minute show with the content we have from this week, but we're gonna give it a whirl.
There better be some slap boxing on there.
There may be.
Scott, give us an update on your stats.
My stats.
Your health stats.
Better than I'll tell you. I went to the cardiologist on Friday.
Okay.
Everything is great. Still out of AFib. And then they made me buy the cardiomobile, that thing you see on TV, where it takes a single line EKG to determine if I'm in or out of AFib. And what's cool about that is it will take the EKG, put it on my phone. If something is up, I can immediately send that to my doctor. So there's all that. I'm back at the gym for week 3. Put some weight on the bar yesterday for the first time. Whole 95-pound back squat.
Hey.
Ripping it up.
It's weight.
But Charlie's doing at the gym too.
Getting that hip, Chris.
So really, like, for me yesterday, it was staying in position, like keeping my chest up, because I already, just being off a few months, like I wanted to dip my chest forward on the squat. So really just trying to keep my shoulders back, my chest up on the squat.
It's not a good morning. It's a squat, right?
Correct.
And how's nutrition?
Nutrition's going well. Okay. Logging everything, doing super well. A1C is down into the teens, one teens. We're dropping that about 10 points a week. Blood pressure was 113 over 68 at my doctor's appointment.
That's real good.
So yeah, everything is really kind of falling into place.
Okay. Good. I like to hear that.
So yeah. Super stoked. Where are you headed? Are you an undisclosed location?
It's an undisclosed location while being live. I don't know what kind of creepos are out there. I'll just say that I'm going somewhere that is a drivable distance, and we're going hiking and staying in the cabin.
And are going to be off the grid.
Off the grid. We are, because there's no Wi-Fi.
Is this just a you and hubby weekend?
Yep.
By the way, I failed to tell hubby about the no Wi-Fi.
Uh-oh.
In the Buckeyes play tonight, and I tell him last night, I just casually said, oh, we should probably bring some games with us, because by the way, there's no Wi-Fi. And he's like, what? He didn't tell me that. Yeah, we're off the grid, dude.
No TV and no Wi-Fi.
So Scott's into women's basketball now?
Boys are in the NIT.
Yeah.
Girls are already done.
Yeah.
Well, did you see the crowd for Iowa last night?
Listen, Let me tell you something.
Good Lord.
The girls basketball is not what you used to think the girls basketball was.
I've watched more girls basketball this year than men's.
It's fantastic.
It is. Agreed.
Wad Zombie has a suggestion for you, Amy. You can make any game into a strip version.
That's facts.
I'm not worried about any game that we'll be playing. I think we'll be well entertained.
I won't say a word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we're going to be out in nature. So.
Oh, yeah.
Hiking.
It's nice. It'll stop raining around 7.
It's not raining. Is it raining there?
No, but it looks like crap.
I mean, it's pretty gray right here, but.
ACR says, ooh la la, Amy.
Strip horseshoes. I like that.
Yeah, that's not a game for men. Strip
It's not?
Yeah, you get confused.
You got to get out more, buddy.
Which post am I supposed to aim at?
The larger one.
Still confused.
Oh, natural seat.
Now, this one's easy.
It's getting out of hand.
Guys, I will say that
you throw the ones not in the bag.
There's a 50-foot cliff right where we're staying, so I'm not going to be playing any bocce ball.
Lawn darts. Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Look who's joining.
What is going on with the chat?
Live.
We were talking about how we're getting going nasty. To cabin with no Wi-Fi, and they're giving lots of suggestions.
Oh my goodness, I missed it.
You need Wi-Fi for that though, right? Mario Kart.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can do it with, like, if you brought little cars, you can just. Hey, I won.
And like everybody thinks, holy shit, it's Kat. She's alive.
Yay. I feel like I interrupted something really serious, so just pretend like I'm not here.
We were just talking about Amy's going on vacation where there's no Wi-Fi in a cabin in an undisclosed location. Just her and her hubby and the dog.
And she only has 2 pair of clothes with her.
Perfect.
Now we're just adding more.
Hey, Judy. Well,
yeah, bring us up to speed with you. What's going on? What's new,
guys? So, here we go. Buckle up. Do you guys remember last year when I went for a blood draw and they like hit a nerve, and I could feel like electric shocks going like all the way down to my finger, and when I tapped on like the injection site, it would do stuff. Well, last October, my ring finger was getting really stiff, same side. And I'd gone to an orthopedist and he was like, well, you know, welcome to your 50s. It's probably arthritis, you know, nothing's broken. Just deal with it. I'll send you to PT. Did some stretching exercises for 2 weeks, went back, and I was like, it's no better. Like it was to the point where I can't push myself off the ground with that hand because that ring finger just won't extend back enough to do anything like a normal hand. And didn't really think anything of it, you know, was annoyed that like that was my only limitation, but I could still hold a barbell, do pull-ups, like all the things I needed to do. Fast forward to last Monday night, I worked out with my class. We did some burpees, some box jumps, you know, nothing crazy. And I went to, you know, I'm constantly evaluating that finger, you know, like almost every day, like, hey, does it still hurt? Hey, do I still not have the range of motion? And it's always, the answer is always yes, yes. And I noticed that my middle finger on that same side was starting to like lose a little mobility. And I was like, oh crap, like it's spreading, you know, whatever it is, I don't know. And I'm waiting for someone to just be like, welcome to menopause or, you know, some stupid shit. Like this is what happens when you get old and it's just something you have to deal with. So I didn't really think much of it, but except Tuesday morning, I woke up and my hand started to swell, like around that knuckle where it was sore. And then by the end of the night, it was so swollen. And I think I sent you guys a picture of my hand, like blown up like a balloon. So I went to urgent care because something wasn't right. they did an x-ray. They saw something on the x-ray. Like, it was obvious something's in that knuckle that's not supposed to be there. And went to an orthopedic surgeon on Thursday. He's like, you've got calcifications. You know, that's like relatively normal, not a huge thing. I don't know why you're getting this inflammatory response. Put you on prednisone, put you on some antibiotics as a precaution. And we'll see what happens. I'll see you in a month. Right. Now, I'm talking the pain in this finger is like two Percocet to take the edge off type pain. It's not like just a dull, achy, like, whatever. Like, it feels like I've got something in my hand that like doesn't belong there. And I can't move. This is the extent of the movement in my left hand. I can do this and I can kind of do that. And I can do maybe that. And it's just really swollen, like right in here. And that's where that calcification is. So, he sent me for an EMG, which is like some kind of electromuscular test to test for like carpal tunnel and corbital tunnel and whatever else it is, but like just not normal. And I don't know what it is and I don't know what to do. And I'm so annoyed and I can't use my hand and I'm afraid like I'm going to lose all use of my hand if I don't start moving my hand, but I can't move my hand without crying. So that's fun. Thank God the open's over, right? Because like I can't do anything. I have this new guy in class, this guy, Ralph, he's 65, and I was demonstrating jumping pull-ups yesterday. And he's like, so we do that with one arm? I'm like, no, Ralph, you do it with two arms. I'm doing it with one arm because I can't do it with two arms. Yeah, so anyway. So
you can't even grip a bar?
This is as far as I can make a fist without pain, without excruciating pain, like. That's as far as I can go. And as far back as I can go with this finger is about there. I can't do anything else. No. I can do this. Thank God for that index finger.
What if the prednisone doesn't work? Like, and you were just still trying to
help? It wasn't. So he put me on 10 days of 5 milligrams a day, which if anybody knows anything about prednisone, like normally that's not a big dose. Like if you go to the ER, they're giving you like 25 grams, 30 milligrams. So I talked to my brother, who's a paramedic, and he's like, dude, take like 5 and then take 4 and then take 3. So I sort of tapered off of it. And when I did take the 4 pills after 24 hours, the swelling did start to go down. And the swelling is much better now. Like it's still, you can still see that, like, it's not normal. And it's a little puffy here, but, yeah, Elise, good idea. The calcium deposit is doing something. Like, this pain is not normal pain. And I pride myself on being kind of like a golden retriever when it comes to pain tolerance. Like I can handle it pretty much, but I'll like sit in bed and just start to cry because I'm just so frustrated that it hurts so bad. I sit when I coach, I have to have like a sweatshirt or something with the drawstring and I put my thumb in the drawstring like this so that my hand's up. Cause as soon as I put my hand down to my side, it like has a heartbeat. I mean, that's all the time. It's crazy. Yeah,
you can't live with that.
No. So I'm going to call I get the EMG on Friday. So I think Friday afternoon after I get the EMG, I'm going to call them back and just be like, hey, I can't wait a month for us to like revisit this. The swelling's down. Let's address, please. But I'm telling you, it has something to do with that blood draw. I know it does because I've never had any issues with my hands, my fingers, my wrists, nothing ever. It's just too coincidental. So anyway.
You sent us a picture of the x-ray. It's not a small piece.
No. It's like as big as the knuckle.
Like I am like not a medical professional, and I can tell it doesn't belong there.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It is massive. And like, I'm just frustrated, like from everything I've gone through. And now you, that are medical professionals, like it's just get you out the door.
Yeah. I've lost all faith in the system for sure. Seeing if I can pull up the picture. I don't know how to do this.
And until I fired my PCP, like I was just stuck in a vicious cycle.
Does your PCP know you fired them?
Yeah.
What did you say? Like, I'm firing you. You sucked.
I called his office and said, I will no longer be a patient. You're a quack.
You said that.
You're a quack. Yeah. Okay. All you do is prescribe different medicines. You don't do any testing. You don't do any.
Can you guys see that?
Yeah, that big honking piece of thing on the side of your ring finger.
Yeah, whatever that is right there. That's my x-ray. And then I think this is the picture I sent you guys. That's the difference from one hand to another.
Jeez, that is so weird.
Like you couldn't even see my knuckles or anything.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? But yeah.
That just isn't right. Like,
and like, it's funny. So I went to that doctor back in the fall. I went to him twice, and I went to a different doctor this time because I didn't think that other doctor was really taking me seriously. But I found him on Facebook, and I sent him a note with my two pictures, and I was like, I guess it's not just menopause. And he hasn't responded yet. But when I went to the new doctor, he's like, oh, I want to see your records. You know, I'm going to need to see your X-ray from the last time. And I was like, he never did an X-ray. So I don't have an X-ray, but I do have records. But I went back and got my records and the little paragraph summary of what the doctor wrote up for my visits. Now, mind you, I went because my finger hurt. Like that was the reason I went. My hands have been getting numb when I sleep, like ever since I had babies 20 years ago. Like that is not a new sensation for me. But I happened to mention it when he was asking me other questions. And the write-up is all about how I have numbness and tingling in my hands and that I have a possible, you know, corbital tunnel syndrome or something like that. And then at the very end, it's like a ring finger sore. And then the second time I went back, which I went back because my finger wasn't getting any better. He wrote, his first sentence was, patient returned due to numbness and tingling in hand and wrist. And I'm like, what? That's not why I went there. I went there because my finger doesn't work. And so when I went to this other doctor, I talked to the nurse for 20 minutes and explained to her the whole situation. But I happened to mention that the reason why I noticed that my finger was stiff is because I happened to crack my knuckles. And when you crack your knuckles, you have to bring your knuckles back into that position. And I noticed that I could not crack that knuckle anymore. And it was concerning. And then it started to get sore and, you know, yada, yada, yada. The doctor walks in. He must have glanced at my chart and he goes, so I hear you hurt your knuckle. You hurt your finger from cracking your knuckles. I was like, no, I didn't say that. That's not what I said. Like, listen. Yeah, no X-ray. Crazy. No imaging at all. And it's one of those places where they have X-ray like right there and would be more than happy to charge me for an X-ray. Didn't take one. I'm sorry. That's a lot. Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Okay. Well, these guys have completely run out of battery from being on here, so I'm going to bounce out. Okay. Bye, guys.
Go semi. Go quarterfinals. Yay.
We still have a couple more weeks for that. It is really like the doldrums of CrossFit. There's nothing going on other than Danielle's documentary tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that.
That's it. Corey says, don't be sorry, Kat. So frustrating.
Yeah, I think I'm going to head up to Philadelphia. Maybe the next time, if I don't get what I need from this doctor, I'm going to move up to Philadelphia. The University of Penn's really close by, and they probably have some good people. But the two guys that I have seen, the first guy is like the renowned, like number one hand surgeon in the state. So you figure I was in like the right place. And I think I do a pretty good job of like explaining my problems and like what it is. But I clearly did not impress upon this doctor like how painful this is.
Do you think it's too simplistic for him? Like,
I don't know. I just think they're just in their like textbook, you know, if this, then that, if this, then that, if this, then that, like, this is what you do. Oh, you go for an EMG, you go through it. I'll see you in a month. Like they don't stop and like consider what's not once did he, neither one of them asked me, the nurse or the doctor, what I do for a living. What if I was like a guitar player or something? Like, I mean, and I am a coach. I do need the use of my hand, but like no one asked what I do for a living.
Put out the guitar player vibes.
Right? Yeah, totally. but you know, I mean, I feel like that your occupation has a lot to do with sort of like how you might treat somebody too. You know, it's not like I'm some retired grandma that just needs to sit around and use the clicker. Like I have to do shit. I can't even type. Like I type, you know, with like one finger. It's crazy. Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't do that.
It's almost like insurance companies have taken over so far that there is this, like, even when I was going through what I was going through, like, they're like, we have to do this, this, and this before we can get to what we're going to need to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then the patient suffers during
all that time.
One through three to get to the four that's really what they needed in the first place.
Yeah. And I'm doing some things, like I'm trying to, like, part of me wants to, like try to move the joint as much as I can, as much as it hurts. Like I'm trying to like I'm pulling my finger out to sort of like, you know, give it a little distraction to see if that helps. I'm trying to like do a little deep tissue in there, but I don't know if that's hurting or helping, you know? And I, obviously I don't want to make it worse if I shouldn't be doing that, but no one's really given me any indication of what I can or can't do with it in the meantime. And I'm not that kind of person that's just going to sit around and like keep it in a sling for 3 weeks until I go back to him. Like, that's ridiculous. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, that sucks.
But it hurt, like it hurts so bad. It's crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, it's funny because like where we're at, we have two major health systems.
Mm-hmm.
Mount Carmel, Ohio Health.
Okay.
Right. And there's a group of doctors and hospitals and ERs and under each one.
Yeah.
And I have, since we've lived here, been under the Mount Carmel system for all my care. And then if I wouldn't have had to go to the ER, which it's an ER like separate from a hospital, and they have those here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an Ohio Health. The care under that system was so dramatically different from the other system.
Yes. Better? Oh, good. That's good.
And I didn't realize what I was missing until I went to that.
Yeah.
And now I've switched all my care under that system.
Good. Good. Yeah. I mean, I don't have a choice. There's one, there's this place called Christiana Care, and it's Delaware, Northern Maryland, Eastern Pennsylvania. Like, they cover the whole region. And it's great because when you go to doctors and things, everyone can see, you know, your records, and they have this really cool portal where you can pick any doctor and ask them questions and things like that. But there are literally two orthopedic practices in the state of Delaware. They're both really big and they all have like 20 doctors each, but it's like one or the other. There aren't many other choices. And I've seen, like, I had tennis elbow. I had my second injection a month and a half ago, maybe. And I went to a doctor in the practice of the doctor I just saw for my hand. And I had mentioned my hand to him, and he's like, oh, I can't, I got to send you to somebody else. Like, I'm a shoulder guy. Like, we've got hand people, which is also kind of frustrating because it's like, you can only discuss one body part when you're there. And I was like, no, no, but like, I have other things happening here too that I need help with. So it sucks.
That's crazy.
But yeah, I think my next option will be University of Pennsylvania. I'm sure they've got some good folks up there that might know what they're doing. And it's hard to find someone who's a little bit more like sports oriented. And I mean, and not that I'm in some like great fitness shape right now, or that I'm like seriously, you know, CrossFitting hard. But you know, I do feel like I'm a little bit fitter than your average 51-year-old female that's, you know, dealing with joint pain. Like, it's just different. And I think people, again, they just read your chart and make assumptions before they even examine you or ask you any questions. Like I said, didn't ask me anything about, am I on any other medications? Am I doing, you know, anything different? What do you do for a living? Nothing.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Out there.
Well,
anything new with you?
When are we getting, no, Eliana went out to Missouri for her boyfriend's basic training graduation. So I posted that on my Instagram. That was really cool. She got to see him for the first time since January, and she was cute. She was like, Mom, I'm really nervous to go out there. She's like, what if I don't feel the same? She's like, it's kind of like we broke up because we only talk like for an hour, not even an hour, like once a week. And she was like, so afraid that things were going to be different. And I was like, listen, just go out there, have a good time. She went with his parents, stayed with his parents and his grandmother. And, you know, by the first day she called me, she's like, everything's fine. It's all good. Like, we're fine. I'm like, I figured as much. But that's hard for a kid, you know, whose frontal cortex hasn't really developed yet. And she's in this relationship. So he's another 6 weeks of job training, and then he'll be back at the beginning of May.
So good.
She's having a good time. And Braden's just lifting and getting huge. He's on like girlfriend number 3 now, I think, since the summer. These gym girls are all over him. He's living his best life, I think. We'll see.
There you go.
Yeah.
Every 20-year-old's dream.
Yeah. So I'm trying to take the kids on a trip. I want to take them on like an all-inclusive little vacation, because before, when I was married, we didn't go on. I think the last time we went on vacation was like 2017. And we were supposed to go on a vacation in 2020, 2021, I think. No, 2020. And it was going to be Braden's senior year before he went to college. So it was going to be the last time all four of us like would be together for Thanksgiving. And we planned a trip to the Florida Keys. And like a week before we went, we decided not to go because like there was this big old ramp of COVID and like Trump was telling everybody not to go anywhere. And my son was belly aching because his girlfriend wasn't going to be there. And he's like, oh, it's not going to be fun, blah, 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 whatever. So we canceled. So my kids haven't been on a trip like in a while. And I've been doing all this traveling. And I kind of want to spend some time with them. So we're trying to coordinate something, but here's the deal. The kids have to get their passports because we're probably going to go to like Mexico or somewhere in the Caribbean that's not a U.S. territory. And I told Braden I'm not booking the trip until he gets his passport. So he's going to have to do some adult things like get his shit together, make an appointment, get pictures taken, and go get his passport. So once he does that, I will book the trip. And Eliana, of course, she's already done her, she's got her passport. Everything's great. I mean, I had to financially support the funds for the passport, which is fine. But she's been harassing Braden like every day. You know, I said, Els, as soon as Braden gets his passport, we can go. She's like, Braden, get your passport. Let's go get it in gear, you know? So we'll see. But that should be fun.
Yeah. I've never been outside the U.S.
Really?
Canada. I don't know.
Do you have a passport?
No.
Okay. That's good. So you should go get a passport. First step. And then once you have it, you and Julie should plan a trip somewhere.
We're working on a trip now, but trying to figure it out.
We went to Mexico for like $750 per person, all inclusive, a week with airfare included. Like I'm talking super, super cheap.
Yeah, we kind of want to go to Pensacola because my cousin lives there.
Okay.
And he had stomach cancer, esophageal and stomach cancer.
No.
And had all that removed last year.
Is he doing better?
Yeah, he's doing remarkably well.
Okay, good.
Just the life expectancy once you have your stomach and esophagus removed is not super long because a lot of your immunity is in those two things.
Yeah. Okay.
So we lived in Florida at the same time. I grew up with him. He's like a brother to me. I want to spend some time with him.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
So
cool.
That's okay. What we're working on right now.
Awesome. Well,
and the beaches are sweet.
My real job has me have a meeting at 1:05. So I have to get off now, but it was fun to catch up. I'm sorry to dump on you.
No, not at all.
Stay tuned for more Han Saga.
There we go. And with that, thank you to everybody in the chat. I'm sure Amy's going to take those strip game versions to heart. Everybody next time on Clydesdale Media Roundtable. Bye, guys.
See ya.
C4 Energy, Extend, and CelluCor are delivering the most effective, best tasting, and highest quality products for you. Get 20% off when you use the code Clydesdale at checkout at C4energy.com. That's C4energy.com. And now back to the interview.